بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atal, the host of this program. With me in the studio, I have a guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom to answer today's question, Shaykh Ahmad Danish. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
Okay, Shaykh Ahmad Danish. As a continuation to our previous episode, which was the merits and the virtues, fazail of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam in the Holy Quran and in the Sunni references. You brought us some of the ayahs from the Holy Quran, which are believed to be revealed in praise of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Of course, there is no name of Ali ibn Abi Talib directly in the Holy Quran, but according to the exegetes, interpreters, and commentators of the Holy Quran, most of them were revealed in praise of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Okay, we want to discuss our Sunni references in praise of the ayahs. In fact, some of the in praise of Ali ibn Abi Talib. So, what are some of those ayahs of the Holy Quran and how the Sunni brothers explain them?
So, in the last program, we discussed about the various verses of the Holy Quran, and those were revealed in praise of Imam Ali alayhi salam. We saw the verse of Wilaya, we saw the verse of Tabligh, or Ya Yur Rasul Balligh Ma Unzila Ilaika, and then we saw the verse of Ikmaluddin.
Yes.
And all of these verses, the three verses, they actually prove the Wilaya of Amirul Mu'mineen for all the Muslims and the believers. And it this wilaya could not have been anything other than his caliphate or his being the wasi of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after the Holy Prophet. Then we have other hadiths from the Sunni narrations that also prove the same point. For example, we have in Hakim an-Nishapuri.
Yeah. It is recorded as Hakim Nishapuri too, isn't it?
Nishapuri or Nishapuri.
Yeah.
They say that okay. Hakim an-Nishapuri, but okay. It's Hakim an-Nishapuri.
Nishapuri, that's right.
Right?
Okay.
Hakim an-Nishapuri and Shamsuddin al-Zahabi.
Uh-huh.
Zahabi is another famous yes. Hadith scholar.
Yes.
That wilaya of Imam Ali alayhi salam is being explained by the Holy Prophet for the rest of the Mu'mineen. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن عليا مني وأنا منه وهو ولي كل مؤمن بعدي. And Hakim al-Nishapuri says that sahihun ala shart Muslim.
That's right.
That this hadith is sahih with the same criteria that Muslim, who is a famous hadith scholar, and
yes.
his is one of the famous books of hadith.
Sahih Muslim.
It's Sahih Muslim. It's Sahih on the criterion of Muslim.
Muslim.
Sahih al-Muslim.
Okay.
And so this hadith says that verily Ali is from me, and I am from him, and after me he is the guardian of all believers. This is an authentic hadith, right? Another version of this hadith has been explained by Al-Albani. Another scholar of Sunni hadith is Al-Albani, and he says that addressing Ali, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you are the guardian of every believer, male and female. It mm-hmm. is an authentic hadith as mentioned by Hakim and Zahabi. So
okay.
Albani, he agrees with Hakim and Zahabi that this is a hadith for in praise of Imam Ali, and it's sahih. And it's explaining the wilaya and the guardianship of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
That's right. Okay. So all in all, we could say that these ahadiths are proving
the wilaya.
The wilaya. And are they close to the time of Prophet Muhammad or no? They have been compiled so many years after that. I think the more a reference is close to the occasion of the revelation of the ayah, the more authentic it is, isn't it?
Shaykh? True. We have the different hadith books that we have from the Ahl Sunnah, the most renowned ones are the Sahih al-Bukhari
right.
and Sahih al-Muslim,
uh-huh.
right? And then we have the other books that are not so close by. Hakim al-Naishapuri's compilation is falling in the second category, but he says that my hadith is fulfilling the criteria of Muslim.
All right.
And Zahabi is a famous hadith scholar for the Ahl al-Sunnah.
Okay.
So if he says something, his word is taken to be authentic.
Okay.
And
that's
so therefore we can say that this scholar Al-Albani, who is a scholar in recent times,
yes,
he is basically attesting to the fact that Hakim al-Naishapuri saying that this hadith is authentic is true.
All right. Okay. So shall we get to the other ayahs from the Holy Quran?
Yes.
And the hadiths which are explained in praise of Imam Ali alayhi
salam.
So before getting to the other ayahs, one important theological question is that if all these ayahs were revealed in praise of Ali alayhi salam, why there is no direct name of Ali in the Holy Quran? I mean, why not, for example, naming that, okay, this is Ali ibn Abi Talib, or this has been revealed in praise of the Ahlul Bayt, or something like that, Shaykh?
Another very important question that we can raise is that what could Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have done in order to verify and to prove the wilaya of Imam Ali alayhi salam? We see so many hadiths, so many verses that are coming in praise of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And every the renowned Sunni scholars are attesting to the fact that this was in praise of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Even then, we have people who say that it might mean friendship, it might mean something else,
right?
So when we look at all of these verses, all of these ahadith in without any biases and in a wholesome manner, comprehensive manner, we will reach the wilaya of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Ali alayhi salam is the wasi of the Prophet, and he is the wali of all.
So there might be no name, direct naming of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This would be the main philosophy, isn't it?
And regarding the hikmah of not naming Imam Ali alayhi salam, it could have various reasons. But what we can say is that the Holy Quran was a book meant to last the ages, right?
All right.
And one of the ways of protecting it from tahrif, for example, from protecting it from
distortion,
being distorted,
or
one of the ways was not naming Imam Ali alayhi salam, because we see that the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was banned for 100 years.
Okay.
The Muslims were not allowed to narrate the hadith of the Holy Prophet, but the Quran was compiled only a few years after the death of the Holy Prophet.
Yes.
So one of the reasons might have been...
You mean collected.
Collected,
that's
and
right,
compiled.
Okay. Compiled, that's right.
Right? It was available with all the Muslims.
Yes.
One of the reasons might have been that Imam Ali's name was not in it. And it did not go against the government of the day.
Okay, that's it. Okay. So this has been the famous ayah. Do we have any other famous ayah in the Holy Quran? About Ahlul Bayt or about, for example, we say Ahlul Bayt, we're referring to Ali and his family, isn't it?
And similarly, the Ahlul Bayt have been explained to include Imam Ali.
Imam Ali.
Whatever permutation and combination, we have the term Ahlul Bayt explained.
That's right.
Some Sunni scholars mention that these are the wives of the Holy Prophet, but no Sunni scholar of repute would say that Imam Ali alayhi salam is not to be included in the Ahlul Bayt, because
it is Ayatul Tathir. You mean
Ayatul Tathir?
Yeah, it does not refer to the wives of Prophet.
That,
yes.
And,
okay.
Numerous other verses of the Holy Prophet. But right now, let me go to the Hadith of Caliphate, Hadith al Khilafa.
Okay, what is
and
it?
What is the Hadith of Khilafa? The Prophet Muhammad has said that wa anta khalifati fi kulli mu'minin min ba'di, that you are my caliph in all the mu'minin, or with every mu'min after me. You are my caliph for all the believers after me. And who are the scholars who have referred to this hadith? Al-Albani says that this is an authentic narration. And according to Hashim al-Naishapuri and Zahabi, the Prophet Muhammad told Ali لا ينبغي أن أذهب إلا وأنت خليفتي. قال الألباني صححه الحاكم والذهبي وهو كما قال. That I do not wish to leave this world and not see you as my caliph.
That's right.
And Albani, the scholar, says that Hakim and Zahabi have said that this is a sahih hadith.
That's right.
And they were right in saying this.
Okay. That's right. Okay. Okay. We got about 2-3 minutes, Shaykh. Yes. Let's get to the other ayahs of the Holy Quran or hadith in praise of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
From the beginning of the message of the Holy Prophet, we have the famous event of the Yawm al-Dar.
Yes.
That the event is that after 3 years of preaching secretly, the Prophet is told that وَأَنذِرْ أَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ.
Yes.
And the famous event of Yawm al-Dar happens.
Now announce your religion among your close relatives.
Among your close relatives.
That's
and,
right.
After 3 years of preaching, the Prophet was commanded to invite his close relatives to Islam. They gathered in the house of Abu Talib, Hazrat Abu Talib, and in his call, the Prophet introduced Ali alayhi salam as his brother, vicegerent, and caliph. Uh-huh. At-Tabari, the famous historian, mentions this event. He says that an Ali ibn Abi Talib lamma nazalat hadhihi al-ayah ala Rasulillah wa anzir ashiratakal aqrabin. This is Surah Ash-Shura, verse number 214. Fi jam'i bani Abdul Muttalib akhadha bi raqabati wa qala inna hadha akhi wa wasiyyi wa khalifati fikum fasma'u lahu wa atiyu.
That's right.
So the words of the Prophet are that this is my brother, this is my wasi, and this is my khalifa.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the famous historian At-Tabari saying that Imam Ali alayhi salam said that on the day of Yawm al-Dar, the Prophet raised my hand to Imam Ali alayhi salam by my neck and said, indeed, this Ali is my brother, vicegerent, and caliph amongst you.
That's right.
And so you have to listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
So the Prophet is preparing Imam Ali alayhi salam since the time that the revelation came to him.
That's right.
And under ashiratakal aqrabin, the message is that if you accept Islam, you also accept the visaya and the caliphate of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
That's right.
So even then, this was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this message was given to the Muslims, that whoever comes in the fold of Islam also has to accept the visaya and the caliphate of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Okay, that's it. Thank you very much, Shaykh Ahmad Danish. It was very kind of you. A famous book has been written in Persian language, but the text of the ahadith are in Arabic, you know, is 1001. Virtues of Amir al-Mu'mineen in the Sunni references. The footnotes and the endnotes are really rich for the dear listeners who are, we can say, interested. Ayatollah Makarim Shirazi also has a famous book regarding the fazail of Amir al-Mu'mineen in the Sunni references. We can say Khasais Amir al-Mu'mineen is another book, we can say, which is compiled by Abdul Rahman Ahmad ibn Shu'aib al-Nasai, 303, we can say, Hijri calendar, which talks about the fazail of Amir al-Mu'mineen. So many other outstanding books regarding the virtues of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, Al-Mayyar wal-Muwazana, Jawahir al-Matana fi Manaqib Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, Fazail al-Amir al-Mu'mineen, Manaqib al-Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, again another one, we can say Manaqib al-Murtazawi and Kifayat al-Talib fi Manaqib Ali ibn Abi Talib. These are the famous books which were all written by our Sunni brethren. Thank you very much, Shaykh Ahmad Danish, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. May Allah help us be among the true followers of Ali ibn Abi Talib, Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Inshallah.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. See another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي
حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي وحسين